Armadoxy for today, Small Steps. Richard Dawson was a popular game show host during the 1970s. In one episode of The Family Feud, he came out to the cheers of the studio audience in front of millions who had tuned in to the weekly show. He took a long puff from a cigarette, exhaled, threw the butt on the floor, stamped it out, turned to the cameras and exclaimed, "That was my last cigarette." The audience cheered even louder, and then, without missing a beat, he added, "For the rest of the show." Often we are overwhelmed by the scope and size, the magnitude of dilemmas in our lives. The war in Ukraine has been going on for a few years now. Artsakh was taken over by the Azeris. The war in Gaza has taken the form of a genocide, and though the bombing may have stopped, realists know that the conflicts are much bigger than the seeming ceasefire will allow. Next to war, our planet is threatened by weather changes, unbearing population, and food shortages. Add to these global issues our own personal, private issues, challenges, health, finances, relationships, and it's easy to see why so many people are overwhelmed. And diagnoses of depression are skyrocketing. We have heard the Chinese proverb, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step." But our gaze is usually stretched out so far ahead that we fear inevitable defeat. We succumb to these fears and abandon the run. Armadoxy is discovered in the long run. It has been cultivated through a history of overwhelming odds for survival and has pulled through. Armadoxy came from a people who thanked God for the day and found themselves in continuous prayer for millennia. It is the small victories, the day-to-day accomplishments that add and make the entire story of life. The smoking habit is overcome by putting out that first cigarette. That long race is won by taking the first step. Peace is achieved by the small expressions of compassion and understanding. Take a moment today to enjoy the victory of a single minute, a single hour, of a day, of the year, and you'll find that the prize is a life filled with meaning and purpose. Today we pray a prayer from the Armenian Church's Book of Hours, the Jamakir. Lord our God, we give thanks to you, for you have granted us to pass this day in peace. Grant us, O Lord, to pass this evening and the night before us without sin and stumbling, and to stand firm and abide steadfastly in faith, in hope, and in love, and in the observance of your commandments. Give peace to the world, and stability to your holy church, and salvation to our souls. For to you is befitting glory, dominion, and honor, now and forever and ever. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.